Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really getting into something that sounds technical, but trust me, it's vital for anyone with a website. We're talking about mastering website crawl errors.
That's right, essential stuff.
Our mission here is to take your sources, this really comprehensive guide on Google Search Console and crawl errors, and pull out the key bits. We want to understand, you know, what are these things? Why do they matter so much?
And crucially, how to find them.
Exactly. How to spot them, and most importantly, the practical steps to fix them. Because honestly, these errors can be like silent saboteurs, really hurting your site's performance in search engines without you even realizing it sometimes.
Absolutely. And this isn't just like a quick technical checklist we're going through. Think of it more like preventative care for your website's health.
Preventative care. I like that.
Yeah. It's about safeguarding your site, protecting how it shows up in search rankings, and really boosting your organic traffic in a sustainable way.
Okay, let's unpack this then. What exactly are we talking about with crawl errors?
Well, basically, crawl errors are obstacles. They're things that stop search engine bots, like Googlebot, when they try to navigate or crawl your website.
So like hitting a dead end.
Precisely. Or a locked door. Something prevents them from accessing or understanding a page like they're supposed to.
And if Google can't read your site properly, what happens then? What's the real danger here?
The direct consequence is a reduction in indexation. If Google can't crawl a page, it probably won't index it, meaning it won't show up in search results.
Okay, so less indexation means?
Less traffic, a definite drop in your site's organic traffic. It's like having this amazing shop, but Google Maps can't quite, you know, find the front door consistently.
That's a really clear way to put it. So, okay, fewer pages indexed, less traffic. But what does this mean for someone who owns a website beyond just the numbers? Why is tackling these errors so critical?
Oh, it's critical on several levels. First, ignoring these errors really chips away at your site's credibility in Google's eyes. Mm-hmm. If pages are missing or servers are down, Google might think the site isn't well maintained.
And that affects ranking.
Definitely. It affects your ability to rank for your important keywords. But beyond Google, think about the user experience. Visitors clicking links and hitting dead ends, these 404 pages or pages that just won't load, that's super frustrating.
Yeah, I'd leave a site pretty quickly if that happened.
Exactly. It increases your bounce rates. And those high bounce rates send a signal back to search engines that maybe your site isn't meeting user needs. It's sort of a downward spiral.
Okay, so it's bad for search engines and bad for actual visitors.
Right, but the flip side is positive. Fixing these errors. It boosts overall website health, it improves that indexation, increases organic traffic, and interestingly, a well-maintained site is more likely to attract backlinks and social shares.
Ah, those valuable votes of confidence.
Exactly, which further boosts your site's authority. So fixing a broken link isn't just tidying up, it's actually reclaiming potential SEO value.
That really drives home the importance. Okay, so if we're going to fix them, we need to know what we're actually looking for. You mentioned different kinds of obstacles. What are the common types of crawl errors we might encounter?
Yeah, they tend to fall into a few main buckets. You've got server errors. That's when your website's server just fails to respond when the crawler asks for a page. Maybe it's temporary downtime or the server's overloaded.
Okay, server issues. What else?
Then there are URL errors. These are probably the most famous ones, especially 404 errors, page not found. This usually means the link is wrong, maybe outdated, or the page was deleted or moved without telling anyone, you know, setting up a redirect.
Right, the classic 404.
Then, less common but still important, are DNS errors. That means the crawler couldn't even find the server's address in the first place, like the website's phone number is disconnected.
Okay.
And finally, access denied errors. This is where the crawler finds the page. But something, maybe your permission settings or very often your robots.txt file, is specifically telling it, nope, you can't look here.
So different types, different potential problems behind them. What are the usual suspects? The root causes we should investigate first when these errors pop up.
Good question. Often it's misconfigurations in site settings. A big one is the robots.txt file. That file tells bots where they can and can't go. Sometimes people accidentally block important sections of their site.
Oops. Easy mistake to make, I guess.
Very easy.
Yeah.
Then, of course, broken links. Links pointing to pages that just don't exist anymore, either on your site or someone else's. Server-related issues are another big one. Frequent downtime, really slow response times that makes it hard for bots to do their job efficiently.
They might just give up if it's too slow.
They might, or they won't crawl as many pages as they could. And finally, outdated URLs. As you update content, move things around, maybe delete old posts, If you don't manage those old URLs properly, they become dead ends, frustrating for users and bots alike.
Okay, this is critical stuff. Knowing that, the next big question is, how do we actually find these errors? How do we become, like, digital detectives for our own sites?
Right, this is fundamental for maintaining your SEO health. And honestly, your number one tool here is Google Search Console. It's indispensable.
Okay, Google Search Console. What does it show us?
Once you've verified your site with it, it gives you this incredible window into how Google sees your website. It provides detailed reports showing exactly which pages are causing problems. The key report is the coverage report.
The coverage report, got it.
Yeah, that report specifically highlights things like 404s, server issues, redirect problems. It tells you what Google found when it tried to crawl and index your pages. It basically gives you a health check directly from Google.
That sounds invaluable. Are there other tools worth using? Maybe for a different angle or catching things earlier?
Absolutely. While Search Console is essential for seeing what Google sees, third-party SEO tools can be really helpful too. Your sources mentioned tools like Screaming Frog or SEMrush.
Ah, yes, the auditing tools.
Right. These tools can crawl your site themselves, often much faster or more frequently than Google might. They can help you identify potential issues, like broken links or redirect chains, sometimes even before they show up in Search Console. Gives you a bit of a proactive edge.
Proactive, that's key. So once we have these tools, Search Console, maybe Screaming Frog, how do we make sure we're not just reacting? How do we stay on top of this? Like you said, preventative care.
Yeah, you need a routine. Establish regular monitoring. That means checking Google Search Console consistently. I'd say at least monthly, but maybe more often if you're publishing a lot of new content or making big site changes.
Okay, monthly check-ins.
And a really crucial tip. Set up alerts within Google Search Console. You can configure it to email you when it detects significant new errors.
Oh, that's useful. Immediate notification.
Exactly. It means you can jump on a problem quickly before it escalates or affects too many pages. It's about building that proactive habit.
All right, so we know what they are, why they're bad, how to find them using tools like Search Console, and how to monitor. Now, the really crucial part, how do we actually fix them? Where do we start?
Okay, the fix-it guide. It really depends on the type of error you're seeing. Let's start with those server-related errors.
Right, the server downtime or overload issues.
First step is simple. Check your server status. Use online tools to see if your server is actually up and running reliably. Monitor its uptime. If it's frequently down, you need to talk to your hosting provider.
Makes sense. What else for servers?
Look at server response time. Is your site slow to load? Use tools like Google PageSpeed Insights to diagnose that. Slow servers can cause crawlers to time out.
So speed matters for bots too.
Definitely. You might even consider a content delivery network, a CDN. This helps distribute your site's content geographically, making it load faster for users and bots far from your main server.
Okay, CDN. What about direct server fixes?
Yeah, sometimes you need server-side fixes. This could mean adjusting server configurations. Maybe you need more bandwidth or better resource allocation. Perhaps it's time to upgrade your hosting plan. And always, always check your server logs periodically. They can reveal recurring issues like timeouts or internal server errors that need fixing at the source.
That's a solid plan for server woes. What about the other common ones, those URL and content-related issues, the 404s and broken links?
Okay, for those, you need to be systematic. First, identify the broken links using Google Search Console or your crawler tool. Then correct them. If a page genuinely doesn't exist anymore and won't be replaced, fine. Let it be a 404, but make sure links to it are removed or updated.
And if the content just moved?
Crucial point. If content has moved or the URL has changed, you absolutely must implement 301 redirects. Think of a 301 as a permanent change of address card for the internet.
And that tells Google.
It tells Google and users exactly where the content now lives. And importantly, it helps preserve link equity. That SEO value the old page had, the 301 helps pass it to the new page. Very important.
Got it. 301s are key for moved content. What about preventing these in the first place?
Good question. Regular content updates are vital. Your sources suggest ideally every few months. Keep information fresh, but also use that update process to check for broken links within the content itself. A content calendar can help manage this.
Okay, check links during updates. Makes sense.
And don't forget sitemap management. Your XML sitemap is your site's roadmap for search engines. Keep it clean, error-free, up-to-date with only valid URLs, and submit it through Google Search Console. Make sure it accurately reflects your current site structure.
Right, the sitemap needs to be accurate. So we've covered server issues, URL issues. Are there broader technical things we can do to just make the whole site easier to crawl, more bot-friendly?
Yes, absolutely. Several technical solutions enhance overall crawlability. First, master your robots.txt file. Understand its directives. Use Google Search Console's robots.txt tester to make sure you're not accidentally blocking important content. It happens more than you'd think.
Test the robots file.
Check. Optimize your site structure. Aim for a clear, logical hierarchy. Think like a librarian organizing shelves. Good structure makes it easy for bots and users to find things. Use internal links wisely to connect related content and guide crawlers through your site.
So site architecture matters a lot.
Hugely. Also, pay attention to HTTP headers. These are signals your server sends with each page. Ensure you're using the correct status codes. 200 for OK, page found, 404 for not found, 301 for move permanently. Correct codes guide crawlers properly.
Okay, status codes. Anything else technical?
Yes, canonical tags. If you have pages with very similar or duplicate content, like print versions or URL parameters, use canonical tags to tell Google which one is the master version you want indexed. This prevents duplicate content issues, which can confuse Google and dilute your ranking potential.
Canonical tags for duplicates.
Right. And finally, back to the sitemap.xml file. Make sure you have one that is correctly formatted, submitted to Google, and includes useful metadata like the last modified date for each page. It's a direct way to tell Google about all your important URLs.
Wow, okay, that's a comprehensive toolkit. It covers server, content, and technical aspects. That's incredibly practical advice.
It's about tackling it from all angles, really.
So for someone listening who feels maybe a bit overwhelmed, where's the best place to start? What's the low-hanging fruit that gives a good initial impact?
That's a great question. For immediate impact, I'd say dive into that Google Search Console coverage report. Look specifically for 404 errors and server errors.
The main culprits.
Yes, exactly. Fixing broken links pointing to non-existent pages, the 404s, improves user experience right away. And addressing server errors ensures Google can actually access your site reliably. Those two usually offer the biggest initial wins. Then, set up those email alerts in Search Console. That's super easy and really helps with ongoing monitoring.
Start with 404s and server errors in Search Console, then set up alerts. Got it. That feels manageable. Now, how do we keep this good health going? How do we prevent these headaches from coming back constantly?
It really boils down to ongoing vigilance and having good processes. Firstly, keep those alerts active. Immediate notification is your first line of defense.
Okay, alerts on.
Secondly, schedule regular audits. Don't just wait for alerts. Periodically, maybe quarterly or twice a year, depending on your site's complexity, do a comprehensive crawl and checkup. Use Search Console, use Screaming Frog or SEMrush. Look at site structure, links, content freshness, technical settings.
Proactive audits, like a regular health checkup.
Exactly like that. And finally, just consistently implement best practices. This means maintaining that clear site structure we talked about, keeping content high quality and up to date, and always thinking about site speed. Slow loading times themselves can sometimes lead to crawl issues or bots just not crawling as deeply.
So structure, content, speed, keep those basics strong.
It's a continuous effort, definitely not a one-and-done task. But integrating these practices makes a huge difference over time.
This has been incredibly insightful. It really hammers home that managing crawl errors isn't just some optional tech task. It feels like a fundamental pillar for anyone serious about SEO success and, frankly, just having a website that works well.
It truly is. It's about building and maintaining a solid foundation. Like we often touch upon, you know, knowledge is great, but it's most valuable when you actually understand it and then apply it.
Right. Application is key.
Continuous vigilance, consistently applying these strategies, that's what leads to a healthy, high-performing website that search engines favor and users appreciate.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, our listener, listening right now?
Well, think beyond just fixing the errors you might have today. Consider this. What happens when your site becomes perfectly crawlable? When Google can find and understand every piece of valuable content you create effortlessly?
Interesting question.
How might that newfound discoverability change your whole approach to content strategy, to online growth? How could it give you an edge over competitors who maybe aren't paying this kind of attention to their site's technical health, those silent saboteurs we mentioned earlier? That's something worth mulling over.